You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we have my good friend, Sandy Abbott. Sandy goes by the Twitter handle of @ExpressoCC. She helps me keep in contact with all of my contacts on a constant basis. Sandy, welcome back to the show.
Buenas noches.
Yeah, pretty laid back for you. And you got to lean in there, because otherwise Wanda can't pilot the show. So since you're being Leslie laid back over there, tell me, Sandy, you know, what's going on? First of all, you go out in the community, you hold some classes out there. When are you going to be giving your next class? Because I think people really need to meet you in person. It's a great experience.
Well, I'm actually giving the last class of the year on December 2nd, and it's all about how to maximize year-end opportunities to grow your list, to get more business, to drive traffic to your website or your store.
Who doesn't want to know that?
Exactly. So it's going to be December 2nd, 8 a.m. at the Microsoft Store at Dadeland.
Well, what day of the week is that?
That is a Tuesday, and I'm actually going to be very generous and bring a little goodie for everybody to eat.
A little cafe, a cafecito, a little espresso for the marketing?
Well, it's my way of saying thank you to all the folks that have come to my workshops throughout the year, and it's just a way to bring in the holidays.
Just for you folks that don't realize it, Sandy is one of the thought leaders that turned me on and kept me involved with Social Media Day. She's one of the bedrock people here in the social media network, I guess would be the best way to say it. So if you really want to plug in, you really want to see what's going on, it is not too late to get started. And Sandy will make you feel like you're a veteran in about 15 minutes. So make sure you go to Sandy's events. Now, Sandy, what kind of tips do you have for me today?
Well, there's a lot to be thankful for. And you were talking about holiday shoppers. Retailers have a lot to be thankful, because it is expected that holiday sales are going to go up 3% this year and online sales more than 9%.
How do I beat that average?
Well, there's some things that we can do. Even though it seems like the holidays are upon us, digital marketing is really quick and easy, and there's some things that you can do through email and through social to make sure people know about your offers. Have special discounts to promote on Facebook that will drive traffic to your online and brick-and-mortar store.
So it's not too late to get started?
No, you could actually put together a Facebook ad or a Facebook promotion in a matter of an hour, let's say.
Wow. You know, usually it takes me even longer than that, but that's because I have fat fingers.
No, but seriously, you can still maximize right now. Run a coupon, get people to either download it by giving you their email address, or you can also just tell them to print it and bring it to the store.
Okay, Sandy, now look up here. I'm going to take a beautiful photo that you're going to use in your email marketing campaign. So hold on. I got to get above the speakers. Oh, man. People are going to love that. Make sure you look on Sandy's. I guess you'll put this on Facebook. I don't know what you'll do with this, but I'm going to send this to you. You know what? I should probably tweet this while we're talking. You keep rocking. I'm going to do some tweeting.
Well, people feel that I'm talking to the retailers. So those that are B2B are thinking, well, what am I going to do in the holidays to maximize? We all have an opportunity, first of all, to stay top of mind with our customers. Sometimes we don't have time to do a full email marketing campaign throughout the year, but this is the perfect time to send out a holiday e-card. To thank customers, which we've been talking about a lot, to thank customers for the business that they've given you throughout the year. And depending on your business, you could actually give them a freebie, a free gift, something they can download. You can put that also on social media. And when they download it, you can, you know, get their email address as well. So whether you are driving traffic to your store or driving traffic to your website for a download, it's a perfect opportunity to get more emails.
Wow, you know, it sounds like it's a great way to do business. Now, what happens if people are starting to get emails from you more than once on the same email batch? Sounds like there may be a way. Is there a way to, like, reduce conflicts in your email list?
Gee, I wonder why you're asking.
Yeah, I wonder why. First of all, this is my chance to apologize for everybody that gets the multiple taps from me each week. We're really working hard to streamline it, but I haven't figured it out yet. But Sandy, she's going to know how to do it.
Well, there's a couple ways that that happens. Number one, if people are on your list with more than one email address, they're going to get hit more than once every time you send. So the easy thing for them to do is just to unsubscribe from only one of the two emails that they get in the morning or in the afternoon. So they're only getting the email once in the morning and then once in the afternoon. Then as far as a social, unless you're tagging them or sending something specific to them, they will see it on social, but it should not be coming into their inbox.
Okay, well, listen, I'm getting the dirty look from Wanda that it's time for a break. We messed up my format, so please stick with me, Sandy. And if you will, maybe we'll even go around the horn on this, but we'll be back after this short break with more marketing tips from Sandy. Build your business, build your cash book, cash register, fill up your cash register, build your, oh gosh, I keep babbling. Wanda, just take me out of this. Go.
I'm on fire. I'm on fire.